ladies, it's Brittany Brazel. The Lord has given me a passion for motherhood and homemaking. From that passion, a ministry has birthed, No Higher Calling. There is no higher calling on my life than to be wife to Simeon and mama to my littles. I still have so much to learn, but as I continue to grow, it is my desire to share the truths God is teaching me. Welcome back to the No Higher Calling podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. We're going to be talking about some fun ways that you can encourage a missionary on this episode. But before we jump in, I just want to throw a reminder out there. I try to do this periodically, that if you are not subscribed to the No Higher Calling email, you want to do that. So you can go to nohighercalling.org, scroll to the bottom of the page, and there you can put in your email address. I try to send usually like every couple weeks, I send out an email that lists some of the things that we are loving in our home, that I'm loving for myself, for my kids, recipes, book recommendations, just all of my current favorites. You get a really personal update on what's going on in our life. And then it's just kind of a collection of everything that's going on in No Higher Calling, which is a lot. You'll get an update on the podcast, maybe a sneak peek at some of what's coming, kind of a highlight of some of the episodes from the archives. And then this is where you're going to find out, be the first to find out about new products, sales, you know, what's on the blog, what's on the YouTube channel. It is just kind of the catch-all for everything that's going on with No Higher Calling. It helps me keep my brain organized. And I've heard from many of you that it's really been a blessing, because a lot of people I know are trying to manage the beast of social media. And whether your team like just jump ship or team try to find that balance of a little bit here, you know, you don't want to miss stuff from people that you really enjoy following. And I hope that you do enjoy following me and No Higher Calling. But I totally get that you don't want to feel tied to have to check that all the time to make sure that you don't miss anything from people that you enjoy following. So that's where the email comes in. This is just, it catches everything. You don't have to feel pressured to like, oh, if I miss her stories for 24 hours, I'm going to miss some type of news. No, it's all there in the email. So go and subscribe there. And I'm trying throughout this year to do some more like email exclusive things, some different resources, different sales that are just for the email subscribers. So be sure that you check that out. If you're already subscribed, thank you so much. We are just excited to see where God continues to take us this year. We've rolled out a few new things in the shop so far this year, scripture writing plan on James. We have a really fun No Higher Calling sticker, some other things that are in the works that will be coming soon. But all of that will be announced primarily, first of all, via email and then on social media. But anyway, without further ado, let's just jump into this episode. So speaking of social media, I had asked here a little while back on my Instagram for topic suggestions. What do you want to hear on the podcast? And I always enjoy doing that. I have a list a mile long of podcast topics to get to. I mean, I feel like I, you know, record one and cross that off the list, and then I replace it with five more. So I have no shortage of ideas, but I always really enjoy hearing from you all. I mean, you are my audience. I'm speaking to you. So I want to speak on things that are relevant, that you enjoy, that you want help with. Not that I have all the answers, but I do like getting that feedback. So somebody suggested tackling the topic of how can you encourage a missionary? And I thought, you know what? That's a really good topic. Why? Because I'm a missionary. And this is a little different than as far as like a church setting. So there are many ways that a church can encourage a missionary, whether you are sponsoring that missionary financially, you know, whatever. There are just many aspects on a grander scale of the church being an encouragement. But we're going to break this down to the individual. How can you be an encouragement to a missionary family that you might know? So I've compiled a list of some ideas that people have done for us. We've heard people do for others. I actually inquired with some missionaries on a Facebook group that I'm in, some other Baptist missionary women, asking them, what have people done that have encouraged you? And so this is kind of just the highlight reel of some of those top things that really are just such an encouragement to a missionary. You know, missionaries tend to be glamorized and set up on this pedestal, which it is a high calling. I mean, it is amazing. I'm so thankful that we get to serve the Lord on like the foreign field, which Australia doesn't necessarily feel too foreign. You know, we had some culture issues, but not anything like those who go to a completely different culture and language and all of that. But we have been in Australia for over a year. January was a year. So, you know, we are into this here, I guess, our second year of being here. And it is such a joy to serve the Lord. We love our life. But the reality is, you know, it's not a normal life. We left everything we ever knew, friends, family, people we loved, to come to the other side of the world. Now, God is so good to give us people to love here. I'm so thankful for modern technology that lets us stay so connected with people back in the States. But life is just different. You know, holidays come and go, and they're different. They are very different than they had ever been before. So there are certain challenges and just unique things that present itself for the missionary. Another thing that is just such a reality for a missionary is, why are we here? We are here for the furtherance of the gospel. We are here to spread God's word, to see people saved, to see them added to the church, to see God's work in this world flourish in the place that he has called us to. And that means that Satan is strongly opposing everything that we do. Satan would love nothing more than to see our ministries crumble, our children fall by the wayside, our marriages fall apart. So there is a very real spiritual battle that missionaries face. And that can be taxing. That can be discouraging and difficult. So just on a broad spectrum, wherever the missionary is, if they're in first world Australia where they speak English, if they're in the middle of some tribe in the jungle where they are trying to fight the language and the mosquitoes and, you know, the lack of a grocery store, each missionary is going to face unique challenges. It encouraged me already as a missionary to hear someone else ask, how can I encourage a missionary? That in and of itself, the desire to be an encouragement to missionaries was an encouragement to me. But these are just some practical ways that, like I said, we've been encouraged, others have been encouraged, and just things that I think would really be a blessing to a missionary. So first, kind of in the spiritual realm, pray specifically. Pray specifically. So how can you pray specifically for a missionary? Well, you're going to have to know what's going on in their life in order to be able to pray specific things. You know, I'm thankful for anybody who prays for us, but I would take the prayer that is specific. The person who is reading our prayer letter, who is lifting up my children by name, who is praying for our ministry, who's praying for our church by name, I'd take that any day over the, you know, Lord bless the Brazel family. I'm thankful for that prayer. But we need missionaries and across the board, all of us, let me just throw out a challenge here. In our prayer life in general, we need to be specific. Pastor Sexton would always say, nothing is dynamic until it is specific. God delights in answering specific prayer requests. You pray, God bless the missionary. What does that look like? What does the answer to that look like? How is your faith going to grow and be strengthened? How are you going to see that come about? But if you pray, hey, the Brazels are asking the Lord to give more children to their kids club, I'm going to pray for that specific prayer request. And then when we come back and say, hey, we now have several children that have joined our kids club, not only are we delighting in the specific answer to our specific prayers, but you join in that delight and just glorifying the Lord with us, that, hey, I prayed for that specifically and I saw it happen. So pray specific. That is such a huge thing. And, you know, in some ways you may think, well, how's the missionary going to know? And you can always tell the missionary, hey, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for this. You know, sometimes when I'm telling people that I'm praying for them, I try to just say one or two specific things. Like instead of just saying, hey, I'm praying for you. No, I am praying this for you. So that's a great thing to do with your missionaries. But you may not text them every time you pray for them. That's okay. God does a behind the scenes work that none of us could ever fully comprehend. And yes, reach out to the missionary, let them know that you're praying, but don't feel like it's a less than because they don't, you know, this isn't a public work or a public encouragement that everybody can see. God knows exactly what that missionary needs, and your specific prayers can do a work that really nothing else can. So pray specifically. I mentioned this just a little bit ago with the pray specifically, but read and respond to prayer letters. So I don't know how missions is across the denominational board, but I would assume that it's pretty similar. We're independent Baptists. And in our realm, most of us missionaries send either a monthly, bi-monthly, or at most a quarterly prayer letter. So this goes out to all of our supporting churches, all the churches that support us financially, allowing us to be on the field. But we have hundreds of individuals that pray for us and that want to keep up with our ministry that are also subscribed to receive that prayer letter. Most missionaries these days have websites, and you can subscribe to their prayer letters on the websites. You can for us. If you're interested in doing that, our website is brazzles2australia.com. I'll link that down in the show notes section, but you can subscribe on there, and ours is a bi-monthly. So every other month we send out a prayer letter, and it's just an update on our ministry, what's going on, praises, things we've seen God do, and then prayer requests, things that we need you to help intercede for. And that goes out in an email. And so read that. How are you going to be able to pray specifically? You need to know specific things. So read the prayer letter. I'm just going to be upfront and honest with you, being on this end of the whole mission spectrum. You would be shocked at how many people do not even open the prayer letter email that we send. And, you know, that's actually been quite discouraging for us as the missionaries, and we're not the only ones that would say this. This is very common. But, you know, we spend a lot of time in those prayer letters trying to communicate with people back home. And then when we get the email report that says like 30% of people opened the email, that can be discouraging. So don't be that other percent that did not. Be in the percent that does. Encourage the missionary. You can encourage the missionary by simply clicking open the email. You don't even have to read it. Just click it open. But take the next step and then read it. And then pray for us. And you know, we live in the technology age where you can easily shoot an email back and say, hey, so excited to hear da 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 da. I am praying specifically for, you know, whatever the prayer request is. It is always an encouragement to us to get those email responses. And there are some months where that we get more responses than others. And we're like, wow, you know, a lot of people read that email. That's so exciting for us. So just stay up to date on the ministry. Prayer letters is probably the best way to do that. I know a lot of missionaries have social media accounts. We do have a social media account on Facebook. I don't keep up with that as well. I'm just with the responsibilities of real life and then also no higher calling, I haven't been able to keep up as much with the Brazzles to Australia Facebook page. But we keep our website very up to date. A lot of it you see on No Higher Calling, and then we do send out that bi-monthly prayer letter. So those are just spiritually some ways that you can really try to pray and encourage your missionary's heart. So another kind of category is just in the area of communication. Communicating with a missionary can encourage them greatly. You know, there is this strange thing for the missionary. You know, when we left home, as in the United States, you know, anywhere, anymore, Simeon, are like, what is home? Is home the States? Is home Australia? And more I'm coming to the realization that, you know what? You know why I feel so displaced wherever I am? It's because there's no place on this earth that is home. Heaven is my home. We're just passing through. And, but the missionary really does feel this displacement more than just, you know, your normal person that does not uproot everything. You know, we feel this, well, where do I belong now? I don't fully fit in there anymore. I don't fully fit in here anymore. So we struggle with that. And, you know, we watch through social media or whatever, time goes by and we see friendships and things. And I get that things change. I totally understand that. Life moves on. People move on. You know, we form new friendships. You form new friendships. But sometimes it can feel like the missionary is forgotten about. You know, people that used to be such an intricate part of your life, now you never hear from. And, you know, that can be as much the missionary's fault as the one at home. You know, communication is a two-way street. You have to work at that together. But don't forget about your missionaries. I know out of sight is out of mind, but don't let that be true for your missionary. Keep them encouraged. Let them know that even though they're on the other side of the world, that you still love them and you still think about them. So what are some ways that you can encourage a missionary through communication? One is... And I already talked about this a little bit in some of the email correspondence, but send real mail, depending on where the missionary is. Now, some missionaries cannot receive real mail, or they're in a place where the mail would not make it to them, or it's just difficult, or it could be very expensive. For us in Australia, you can get an International Forever stamp, which I believe is $3.50, and you can mail us a letter, and we can mail a letter back. So it is always such a joy for us to open our letterbox and pull out a letter that's come all the way from America. My kids get so excited because they're like, wow, do you know how far this letter came? So it's always, always fun for us to get real mail. And that kind of links into the next one, especially if you have children. Let them be pen pals with a missionary. If, you know, if they can't receive mail, email is great too. But if they can receive mail, do that. Eden has a little friend in the States and they've kind of been pen pals. And, you know, just with life and the reality that we are so far away that it takes like a month for a letter to get to us, we only exchange letters like maybe every 4, 5, 6 months. But it is so fun for her. It's such an encouragement to her to hear from her little friend back in America and, you know, to write about what's going on in her life and then for Eden to get to share what's going on in her life. So that's been sweet. Pen pals is always a great idea. And let me just say, as a missionary, one of the biggest ways that you can encourage Simeon and I is to encourage our children. If you are seeking to encourage our children, you will immediately encourage us. So anyway, encourage the children. And when you send the letters, there are also some easy things you can send in the mail. Slip in a few sticker sheets. Like, that would make our children's day. And it's something easy to just slip in an envelope. Doesn't cost any more. You can do that. Another thing is to send cards. Send birthday cards, anniversary cards, even the anniversary of being on the field. You know, we just crossed our first year of being in Australia. And that was like a huge, huge milestone for us. It felt like a holiday. We wanted to celebrate. That was a very big deal for our family. And I would assume it will continue to be, and it is for other missionaries. So celebrate along with them. Let them know, hey, we remembered. And it's little things like that that just your average person who's just casually keeping up with a missionary may not know. So when you reach out to a missionary, again, it doesn't have to be snail mail, but even a text or an email or a message letting them know, hey, it's your anniversary. We're praying for you. We're excited to see how God has been working in the past year and what he has in the upcoming year. Like, letting us know, the few people that did this for us, they reached out and said, wow, it's been a year. Congrats. We're praying for you. Just to know that I was so in their heart and mind that they connected that it had already been a year. You know, it was just very, very special to us and encouraged us. Another thing, don't let it be so one-sided. We're real people too. And we love telling you about our ministry and our family. And because of the nature of missions and because of how, you know, we just have to be very public with things. We are always sharing what's going on in our lives and our ministries because we have people that are paying to keep us here. But it can be a little awkward for us sometimes when it feels like the conversation is always centered around us. That is uncomfortable and embarrassing, to be honest. I don't mind sharing about us and all that's going on and how God's working and blessing, but I enjoy the conversations much more when it's a two-way street. Tell me, well, how's your family? How's God working in your life? How's He blessing? Because you know, the reality is, it's not just the missionary that has a ministry. If you are a Christian, God has called you to serve Him. And that looks different for all of us. But if all of us are serving God, we should all have things to share about how God is using us as we seek to serve Him. You know, share prayer requests. When you ask the missionary for their prayer requests, share your prayer requests. Let us have the joy of praying for you. You know, we could not be here doing what we are doing if you were not there doing what you are doing. This is a team effort. It's not just the missionary that needs the prayer. It's the people back home holding the ropes that need the prayers as well. Because if it wasn't for you all, if you were not there doing what you're doing, staying faithful to your local church, serving God, encouraging your community, taking care of your babies, raising them for the Lord, we would not be able to be here serving God on the other side of the planet. So it is a team effort. So let us pray as a team. Let us encourage one another as a team. And then the last area would be financially. And obviously, there's many ways you can encourage a missionary financially. The best way that you can do that is to support missions through your local church. Like I said, in our denomination, Independent Baptist, most churches support missionary families. That's how we stay here. That's how we put food on our table, is the generous giving of other people. If you're not already doing that, I would encourage you to get involved. If you're not sure how, talk to your pastor. I'm sure he would love to let you know. But support a missionary financially through your local church. If you're already doing that, ask God if there's some way that you can give more. I heard someone say that God will always give more through you than He will give to you. And that has been proven true in our lives. It is a worthy investment of your resources to invest in world missions. So that's kind of just the foundational first step. But beyond that, you know, we have some families who give to their local church, and then they give to missionaries individually on top of that. I would never encourage that outside of, you know, if you're not giving to your local church, don't take missions on your own. You know, support missions through your local church. But it has been special and encouraging for us to have individual families say, hey, you're our missions project. We give to our church, but you're extra special to us. And so we want to give above and beyond what we already give to the church to encourage your family. And again, there are ways to do that. Most missionaries have that on their websites. So that is something that you can do. Another thing you can do, and I guess this is kind of financially / communication, but as far as like sending mail, the only thing that's better than an envelope in the mailbox from the United States is a package on our front door. My stepmom sent us a big package, and it literally was like Christmas morning. I don't think I have ever cried over receiving ranch powder until then, but I did, and it was just so sweet. So, you know, if you want to get up a package, I know a lot of people do this at Christmas. I have heard several families say that they pick like a missionary project at Christmas. And, you know, this is the family that they're going to bless, and they reach out. And what can you not get? What do you miss from the States? What can we send you? What little gift could we send to your children? And then you can send that to the missionary family. So that is always just so special to get those packages in the mail. You know, even little things like ranch powder can mean so much to a missionary on a foreign field that could be missing home. Another thing, and it kind of ties in with this, but oftentimes in, you know, today's day and age and all that we have available, it's easy for missionaries to make Amazon wish lists. And so you can send them something that they have been wanting. We have Amazon Australia here, which is the same yet different. So it's a totally different site that you would go to, but we have wish lists on there. And this is how we do it with grandma. She can just go on and see the kids' wish list, and she can easily have that sent just right to our house from Amazon Australia. So that's great. That's always something that you can do if you want to, you know, celebrate a missionary's birthday or something. You could check that out, see if they have that available for you. Another thing, and I think this, as far as financially, this is one of the biggest encouragements to me. And this isn't like a financial support. This just requires a little bit of money. So that's why it fell under the financial. But one of the biggest things that has encouraged me being on the field, I've had a few people ask, is there anything that you need from the States that you want us to ship to you? And that has been huge. Let me give you an example. So the homeschooling curriculum that we use for math, the math books are like $50 for the book. Well, my oldest had finished up her math book a few months ago and I needed to buy the next one. So it was $50 for the book. And when I went, they offered international shipping. But when I calculated the international shipping, it was more than the book, which I was just like, I can't afford that. I can't pay that. So there are a lot of times, there's a lot of companies that either do not have international shipping, so that's not even an option for us, even if we wanted to pay, or they do have international shipping, but it is just so expensive. So if you're wanting to be a blessing to a missionary and you're trying to look for an out-of-the-box way, it has been a blessing. I had one lady in particular that was like, if you want anything shipped to Australia, just send it to my house and I'll box it all up and I'll send it to you. And she did that. That's how we got the math book. And that was a huge, huge blessing. And you know, I didn't even have her buy the thing. Like, I bought the stuff and had it shipped to her house. So she just boxed it up and then paid to ship it here. So it is expensive to ship things to Australia. I believe it costs her about $100 for the box. I don't know, you know, it varies depending on where your missionary is and how much you're sending and how much it weighs and all of that. But it was a huge blessing to me for her to offer to do that. You know, I threw in a few other things that I wanted but couldn't get or couldn't get practically with the shipping costs with the math book. And again, it was like Christmas morning when I got that package, even though it was a math book inside. So that was a huge, huge blessing. And then the last thing, which just sounds like is totally not an option, but there's ways to make it an option, is to visit a missionary. So I know it's expensive. I know it's difficult to just pack up your family and fly internationally somewhere. But if the Lord allowed that to be a possibility for you, if you were able to save and make that happen, visit a missionary. You know, we've told people before, I know it's expensive to get to Australia, but if you get here, you have a place to stay, we'll feed you. And you know, it's a great opportunity for your family to, you can make it a mission slip / vacation. I mean, we are 45 minutes from Sydney Harbor, one of the coolest places in the world. So when people come visit us, yes, you know, you get involved in our ministry, help us out with soul winning, all of those things. But we also are like, we're real people too. We know we live in a cool place and we often take days and just go have fun. So it's a neat opportunity if you'd get that for your family. Go visit a missionary, see what God's doing. You've been, you know, hopefully investing your heart in missionaries, especially if it's somebody that you're going to go visit. You know, hopefully you've been praying for them, following their ministry, giving financially. So just the icing on the cake is to actually visit and see it with your own eyes. I think that is so impactful for children. We're not really at a place, I mean, we are on the mission field, but we're not really at a place where we can go visit another mission field. But Simeon and I have talked so often about how in the future, as our kids get older, how we would love to have that opportunity with them to go somewhere like, you know, I don't know, goodness, we have missionary friends all over the world, France, England, Indonesia, you know, just all over the world. So if you get the opportunity, a visit to a missionary is just, would be such an encouragement. So far, we've just had Simeon's mom come and visit, but my dad is soon to arrive. We cannot wait to have him here. Then we have some other groups of people that are lined up throughout the year. And it's just so special. I mean, it gives us something to look forward to, something to count down to. And it's just a breath of fresh air to just have people back from the States to come and to spend time with us, for us to get to show them what God's doing here. So that is just the ultimate bucket list of ways to encourage a missionary. But I hope this gave you some ideas. Maybe you're already doing some things. Maybe there's other things that you want to start doing or do more of. But I hope this gave you ideas on ways that you can encourage a missionary. I have had people reach out to me before and say, you know, hey, we're interested in this country. Do you know of a missionary there? Or how can we find out about missionaries? I know different churches do it different ways. So some churches don't have like a public list of the missionaries that they support. If you are ever looking for a missionary to encourage, we have an a long list of friends that are serving the Lord on the foreign field. So I would be more than happy to direct you to some people that you can encourage if you don't know of anyone. But if you do, you know, get your list from your church. If you support missions, get the list of who the missionaries are and pray through that. Start contacting them, getting to know them, and invest your heart and your life into their hearts and their lives and what God's doing. But I was so thankful for this topic suggestion. I hope that it's been an encouragement to you, and I hope that through this podcast, it will be an encouragement to other missionaries. I hope that the No Higher Calling podcast has been a blessing to you. If so, please subscribe, share with your friends, and engage with me on Instagram at nohighercalling_. You can also subscribe to receive the No Higher Calling encouragement email on my website, which is www.nohighercalling.org. This includes podcast notes, what I'm reading, spiritual encouragement, a glimpse into my home, and some of my favorite products and resources. You can also enjoy more content on the No Higher Calling YouTube channel. I pray that this podcast will encourage you to fall more in love with Jesus and to be the Christian woman He's called you to be. Thanks for listening.